This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Let's start out with environmental activists gearing up to fight a big development in Highland, and this fight is going to start in court.
This is a controversial 3,600 home development on 1,600 acres east of Highland. The City of Highland, the City Council approved the development in August 2016 over very strenuous objections of residents there. But after receiving boxes and boxes of petitions against the project, they agreed to put it on the ballot this November. So the voters of Highland will get to decide whether or not this project will go forward as described. The concerns are that about 12,000 people would live there, and there are only two bridges at the west end of the project, which provide the ingress and egress to the project. The other end is bounded by Mill Creek, and originally there was a bridge proposed over that, but that bridge apparently is not going to be built. Three environmental groups, the Center for Biological Diversity, the San Bernardino Valley Audubon Society, and the Greenspot Residents Association, filed a lawsuit the month after the approval, and they're raising concerns about air quality with all the thousands of additional vehicle trips per day, concerns about flooding from Mill Creek if it ever floods again. And there's a court hearing scheduled for today, Friday.
Okay, we'll catch up with that again when we need to. Next, the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department has settled a lawsuit over jail conditions, agreeing to improve inmate protections. We've talked about this before.
We did. We talked about it back when the prison law office, that's a prisoners' rights legal group based in Berkeley, had sued the county. There have been a number of lawsuits over conditions in the jails, not just in San Bernardino County, but other counties as well, alleging that the inmates are not properly cared for. The prison law office now says that Sheriff John McMahon has agreed to allow inmates at the county jails more time outside of their cells, to revise the deputy use of force policy, to expand inmate health care, including mental health, and to improve accommodations for inmates with disabilities, such as access to activities and programs available to other inmates.
Okay, next, in a story that never seems to end, the developer of The Colonies in Upland, Jeff Burham, has filed a $50 million lawsuit in federal court alleging malicious prosecution.
This is about that $102 million settlement that San Bernardino County paid to Colonies Partners, the development company, over a flood control dispute on their land in Upland, as you say. There was later a public corruption case against co-managing partner Jeff Burham and three former county officials alleging that the settlement was a product of bribery. The trial ended in acquittal for Burham and two others, and the fourth defendant, the charges were dropped against him. So Burham's $50 million federal lawsuit is on top of that $80 million federal lawsuit filed by his company, Colonies Partners, last month that we talked about. The suit names District Attorney Mike Ramos, former Attorneys General Jerry Brown and Kamala Harris, County Prosecutor Lewis Cope, who actually prosecuted the case, Deputy Attorney General Melissa Mandel, who was the co-prosecutor, two investigators, and the former assistant DA. So a lot of people are named in this suit. The attorney who's handling the county's defense says that acquittals don't mean that Burham or Colonies are vindicated. And he said the county's defense will show that they acted inappropriately to influence politics for financial gain. So I think this is going to be in the courts for some time.
As this case has been already, it's amazing to me. I sometimes wonder if Jeff Burham has more employees in his development firm or in his legal defense.
Well, you might be right at this point because the development is pretty much built out. You can see it on the 210 freeway as you pass through Upland.
Yeah. And finally, Hemet's fire chief has been placed on leave, and Hemet city officials won't say why.
Right. You know, it's not uncommon that they wouldn't say why. They consider it a confidential personnel matter in cases like this. It is worth pointing out, however, that this is the fifth fire chief in Hemet in less than 5 years. The current chief's, the one who's been placed on leave, his name is Scott Brown. He was a 35-year career firefighter in the Orange County Fire Authority. He came to Hammett as interim chief in December 2014, became full-time chief in April 2015, and he was just placed on leave on March 27th.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.